Masechta Maaseh Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Eitem Shenatu Aleihem Mashkin VeYordu Aleihem Gishamim. People of wood, that there is liquid that is tamei on the wood, and that rain fell on the wood, and the rain came into contact with the wood. Im Rabu Tahir. If there is more rainwater that fell on the wood than there was originally Mashkin Tmeh that was on the wood, in such a case, the liquid that is in the wood is now Tahir. As the Mashkin that is tamei became batel, was nullified in the rainwater that fell on it, and therefore the liquid that is on the wood now is tar. As the rainwater would not become tummy, even though it came into contact with the Mashkin Tmeh that was on the wood. As rainwater doesn't become tummy unless it's nichala, unless he wanted the rainwater to fall on the wood, and in this case he did not want the rainwater to fall on the wood, so the rainwater is not susceptible to become tummy. So the rainwater not only does it not become tummy, even though it came into contact with the Mashkin Tmeh that's on the wood, it would nullify the Mashkin Tmeh since there's more rainwater than Mashkin Tmeh on the wood. But if he took out the wood out of the house with in mind that would rain on the wood, so in such a case he does want the rainwater on the wood. In this case, even though there is more rainwater than Mashkin Tmeh on the wood, the water that is now on the wood is tummy. As the rainwater becomes tummy when it comes to contact with the wood, since there is Mashkin Tmeh on the wood, and since he wants the rainwater now susceptible become tame, and when it came into contact with the Mashkin Tmeh on the wood, it became tame from the Mashkin Tmeh. Ba'olu Mashkin Tmeh, afa pi shehotziyam sheyordu aleihem geshamim tahir. If the wood had absorbed Mashkin Tmeh, that the wood on the outside is dry, but inside the wood there is Mashkin Tmeh, in such a case, even though he took the wood out in order that it would rain on the wood, the water that is on the wood is tar, and since there is no Mashkin Tmeh on the outside of the wood, it's only absorbed inside the wood, so that Mashkin Tmeh cannot be in the time of the rainwater that falls on the wood, so therefore the water that's on the wood is tar. This wood that had absorbed Mashkin Tmeh and then rain fell on the wood, that the water that's on the wood is tar, and it has Mashkin Tmeh inside the wood. When he takes the wood to put it into the oven to burn the wood, he should only take the wood into the oven if his hands are tar. Because if his hands are tummy, he'll be mitame the rainwater that's on the wood. And that rainwater, in turn, would be mitame the oven, as Mashkin Tmeh is mitame a kli. So therefore, he should put the wood into the oven only if his hands are tar. And that way, the oven would not become tummy, and even though there's Mashkin Tmeh that's absorbed inside the wood, that Mashkin Tmeh will not get expelled from the wood, and the heat of the oven will dry out the Mashkin that's absorbed in the wood before it is expelled. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im hayu lachin bihi sika, v'rabu ha-mashkin ha-yotzei mehem al ha-mashkin shebalu tahir. Rabbi Shimon said, if you have wood that has absorbed Mashkin Tmeh, but this wood is very fresh, damp wood that has its own natural liquid, and by virtue of heating up this wood in the oven, its natural liquid will be expelled. And even though we said that Mashkin Tmeh that's absorbed inside the wood will not be expelled by heating up the wood in the oven, but if the wood is very fresh and has its own natural liquid, that liquid will be expelled by the heat of the oven. And when that liquid is expelled, that will cause the Mashkin Tmeh also to be expelled. But if the own natural liquid that the wood has is more than the Mashkin Tmeh that's absorbed in the wood would not be mitame the oven, as that Mashkin Tmeh that gets expelled would become bottle from the own natural liquid that the wood has. And since the natural liquid is more than the Mashkin Tmeh, it's mabato and annuls the Mashkin Tmeh. The Mashkin Tmeh is no longer tummy, since it becomes bottle and the own natural liquid that the wood has. So therefore, the oven would remain tar. The Mashkin Tmeh cannot be mitame the oven, even though it is expelled from the heat of the oven, since it becomes bottle and the own natural liquid that the wood has. Sechel Mashir, Perek Hay, Mishnah Aleph, Misha Tabal Benar, somebody who is tummy and he immersed himself in the river. The water that is on his body after he immersed himself in the river would be Machshir food. If that water drips off the food, it would cause the food to be susceptible to become tummy. Since that water is Nichola, he wants that water as he wanted to immerse himself in the river in order to purify himself. The Hayel is son of Nahar Acher Ba'abba. If after he immersed himself in the river, he then went on his way, and there was another river there, and he went through the river for the second time. Tiarushniyim Esarishon. The water that is on his body after going through the river the second time would be Matai, the water that was on his body from the first immersion. And now the water that's on his body, if it drips onto food, would not cause the food to be susceptible to become tummy. and since he had no need to go through another river as he already went through a river. He had already immersed himself. He didn't have to go through a different river. So now that water is considered Shiloh Ratzon. He didn't want that water. So therefore, that water would be Matai, the water that was on him from the first immersion, and now, if the water on his body drips onto food, the food would not be moshe, would not be susceptible to become the Chol Chabera L'Shachra, the Chen L'Behemto. If after somebody was tummy immersed himself in a river, and then he came to a second river, and his friend was with him, and his friend was drunk, and out of his friend's drunkenness, he pushed him into the second river. The water that is now on him is no longer considered nichle. He didn't want to go into the second river. His friend had just pushed him in that second river. So therefore, the water on his body now is considered lo nichle. He doesn't want that water. So therefore, if that water drips onto food, the food would not be susceptible to become tummy. And the same would be true if after he immersed himself in the first river, his behemoth pushed him into the second river. The water that's on his body now also would become tar. The water from the second river is matar, the water from the first river, and the water on his body now is considered low nichle, and if that water drips onto the peres would not be susceptible to become tummy. Ve'em kemesache gimo harei ve'atechiyuta. But if after he immersed himself in the first river, his friend, in a playful way, pushed him into the second river, they were playing around, and his friend pushed him into the second river out of the playfulness, in such a case, the water that's on his body would be bechiyuta. Because in this case, it is considered nichale. But since they were playing with each other, so it's considered nichale when his friend pushed him into the river. So the water on his body is considered lebrachon. He wanted that water. And if that water ends up dripping on the peres would be susceptible to become tummy.